The Colombian government has something else on its plate. It's trying to promote tourism, and it's having some success. In recent years, improved security there has helped turn the colonial city of Cartagena into a popular port for cruise ships. Yet some of Colombia's most spectacular sites are located in former civil war zones. And as John Otis reports, these places are still struggling to attract visitors.
A place that challenges the imagination every single day. A place called Colombia.
This TV spot highlights Colombia's Andean mountains, lush coffee farms, and Amazon jungle. According to the government-sponsored ad, Colombia's an undiscovered paradise. Vacationers seem to agree. International tourist arrivals are up by 8% this year. But it's not just good PR turning things around. An army offensive has driven back Marxist guerrillas, kidnappings are down, and the country's drug lords have adopted a lower, less violent profile. But travelers remain careful. Most stick to Colombian cities like Bogota and Cartagena, and they don't know what they're missing. This is Caño Cristales, or the Crystal Stream. The pristine water cascades over boulders covered with red and purple algae, giving it a brilliant crimson hue. Some call it the most beautiful river in the world. Yet hardly anyone comes here. Caño Cristales National Park is in what was once guerrilla territory. The rebels have largely been driven out, yet foreign tourists, and most Colombians for that matter, still avoid Caño Cristales. To improve the region's image and promote Caño Cristales, a group of local high school students is learning how to be park guides. One of their instructors, Luceda Amaya, says people who visit Caño Cristales get hooked.
Salen de aquí maravillados, encantados.
Tourists are amazed. They become enchanted by the beauty of the region. They praise the friendliness and the hospitality of the people who live here.
The students are becoming experts on the park's unique flora, but they don't know much about chaperoning international travelers. One of them tells me that I'm the first foreigner she's ever met, and none of the teenagers speaks more than a few words of English. To get some practice, four of the guides agree to take me to Caño Cristales, but it's not easy. First, we board a leaky wooden boat that motors us down the Guayabero River. We're dropped off on a riverbank, but there's no sign of the jeep that's supposed to pick us up. We start hiking along a dirt road built by the guerrillas.
Aquí donde estamos parados es una de las formaciones rocosas más antiguas del mundo.
My teenaged guides tell me the rock formations are more than a billion years old. At the entrance to Caño Cristales, a lone army sentry registers our names.
Nunca hemos tenido problemas que haya de pronto una incursión de las FARC acá en Caño Cristales.
There's never been a problem for tourists here, the soldier says. It's totally safe. You can even stay overnight. Finally, we reach the river. The water beckons and the guides can't resist. They strip to their underwear and jump in. So, will Caño Cristales ever become a tourist draw? There are some problems, like spotty transportation and the lack of anything more than hammocks for overnight visitors. Still, Caño Cristales is breathtaking, and there were no bad guys in sight. Perhaps those slick commercials have it right when they claim the only risk in visiting Colombia is wanting to stay. For The World, I'm John Otis, Caño Cristales, Colombia.
The World is a lot more than just a radio program. Just check out our website, theworld.org, and see for yourself. You can find the stories you might have missed on the radio, not to mention a dozen different podcasts covering everything from science to language. We also offer a variety of slideshows and short videos to take your eyes to the places your ears have already gone. It's all just a click away. Again, that's theworld.org. News headlines are next on PRI, Public Radio International.